Blog Talk Radio.
All right. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Today is Wednesday. That's right, Wednesday, February the 28th. February the 7th of 2018. February the 7th of 2018. And welcome, everybody, to tonight's show. As always, we've got a very, very important topic for you, scheduled for you tonight. As always, we'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So tonight, my brothers, tonight, my sisters, we want to cut straight to the chase. Man, had some had a very major event happened in my life today, and just doing some one-on-ones today. A lot of people are going through, a lot of people are dealing with this retrograde energy that is going on with the super moon. We're in the age of Aquarius, that's the age of the water bearer. And so a lot of people are dealing with a lot of what I call stress. So tonight I want to give you the key to manifesting success. One man's stress is another man's success. So tonight we want to cut straight to the chase because everybody needs to know something that's very important. So when a stressful event happens, whether it's financial stress, whether it's a health-related stress, whether it's a knowledge, wisdom, ignorance, can't find a particular solutions type of stress, whether it's a stress that deals with relationship, we all experience stress. Stress comes into your life when you make a statement about success. Let me make sure that everybody understands that first so you know why the devil is not picking on you. It's not because you're a bad guy or a bad girl. It's because you've said something consciously or unconsciously that pulled up a negative habit pattern that is saying you are lying. And that negative habit pattern is going to prove you wrong. So the enemy or the universe is sending you a gift in the form of a problem, especially financially. Right now, we all, not all of us, but many of us may be experiencing some type of a financial issue. Many of us may be experiencing some type of a health issue. Health is a big one. Health is huge, man, because of when you say, I want to lose 10 pounds, remember the story? I talked about this inside of my book, The Ultimate Secret of Being Rich. King Solomon said, I want wisdom, ignorance showed up. Two women, one baby. So whatever you ask for, you get the opposite. And the way that you ask, remember, it's not verbal. It's not conscious. It's subconscious. You're sitting at home, and you're just thinking, and you have a thought that comes into your unconscious brain. Valentine's Day is coming up. I would like to do something nice for my boyfriend or my girlfriend. When you say that, you order that. But the way that you get it is by working through the problem. So the enemy's goal, the universe is set up for you to be successful. The way that you are successful is problems force you to focus on solutions. That's how you be successful. So problems force you to focus or find solutions. That's how you be successful. Problems force you to focus on solutions. But we don't like problems. I don't know nobody who volunteers for problems. Everybody that I know don't like problems, but they like success. So let me be crystal clear that there's only one key to manifesting. That is, how do you handle adversity? This is huge. A lot, especially for the members of the life management system, I want to give you an immediate measurable result tonight. If you do this tonight, see, if you don't change it, how is it going to change? When your energy vibrates at a low level, you attract low-level energy, entities. But when your energy vibrates at a high level, you attract high-level, positive energy, entities, outcomes. And so right now, an issue comes up, and that issue causes some stress. For example, people have difficulty living by faith, meaning that if you are in a true commissioned sales environment, if you do not make a sale, you don't make any money. Now, I tried that. That dog did not work for me. However, that's pretty much what I'm doing now. But when I tried it the first time, I was working in a health and fitness when I first started, before I became a general manager at a health club way back in the day called Full Life Health and Fitness. I started off in sales. And the thought of making a sale caused me stress, because I knew if I didn't make a sale, I didn't have no money. I didn't make no money that day. So that created stress. I was talking with my sister, and my sister, who's always had worked for the federal government and always had, pretty much like when I was in the military, a guaranteed check. And I remember having that conversation, and she was like, man, there's no way I could do what you do. This was way back in the day and even today. So today, why? One man's stress, a woman, is another man's success. So three things that make up one thing. That's vibrational control. This is really important. I want to keep it very simple. It can be very complex with the law of attraction, with all of these manifestation techniques and all of this stuff that people say you got to do and all of this stuff. Manifesting is the art of tuning your own energetic vibration to a powerful or to a original frequency. I shouldn't say powerful, because it may not be powerful. Meaning, manifesting has nothing to do with getting stuff. Manifesting has nothing to do with setting goals and affirmations. That all helps. Manifesting has to do with you being authentic. Three things. Okay, the only thing that you got to do, so please write this down, is it's called the art, the science of tuning. You got to tune. So it's called attunement or atonement in the Bible. So the Bible talks about atonement. So if you do not have atonement, which is the word at one meant. So you are meant to be at one. You are not at one. Your mind doesn't believe with your heart. Your heart is not in line with your gut. So money will never come to you. Health will never come to you. Wisdom is going to run from you, and your relationship is going to be whack because you're not in at attunement. For example, I know before my wife speaks if she's happy or sad. I know intuitively. I know whether she's in a good mood or a bad mood, and I also know how to change it, how to adjust it. So if you don't know that for your spouse or your mate, then you're not going to know that. So you have to know, number one, know yourself. Number two, manage yourself. Number three, love yourself. Please write that down. This is how you tune into yourself. Because if you don't have atonement, that means you're not at one with yourself. Therefore, you're sending out a mixed signal to the universe, and the universe doesn't know what to send you. Since you don't know what you want, the universe doesn't know what you want. So the universe is just sending you whatever happens to come along. And so events happen. You got more bills than money. What does that do? That creates what? Stress. Because if you do not have a system in place by which to handle that stress, it elevates. Therefore, it pulls on your chi or your prana. It brings you down. It's called oppress, depress, recess, possess. So you are being pushed into another position. You're not at one with. You have no atonement. So the problem that we're having, and the problem that I want everybody to understand, and the reason for doing the night show, because this is like an emergency show tonight, not only for the members of the Life Management System, but for also for all my YouTube friends I've talked to, because I do short initial consultations with people that are total strangers who have a question that's very severe, and they text me or they email me, and they're always shocked because they said, so this is really you? And people are shocked because I personally email them back. I don't have an autoresponder. I personally call people back. I don't have a secretary. I personally send text people back. I don't have some people working for me. And so the responses from the people that I talked to today was like, wow, so this is really you. And it takes them 5 minutes. I said, okay, well, let's get to the question because I got other, you know, my time is valuable. And so people don't have access to authenticity anymore. So if I call Brad Pitt, I don't think he's going to answer his phone. He's going to look at that number. He don't recognize his number. He's not going to answer it. Now, if I call T.D. Jakes and I need ministry, T.D. Jakes is going to refer me to one of his counselors. See, that's the – now, I want to scale, and I want to do like everybody else, but I'm not willing to give up my authenticity. The thing that makes my dog work or hunt more so or better than other people's dogs, so to speak, is authenticity. That's called atonement. What does that mean? That means I'm authentic. What does that mean? That means I know myself. That means I know my destiny. I know my dear Kinnear. I know that there is a reconciliation that must take place because the word at one minute is also the word atone, T-O-N-E, atonement. So that atonement is key to understanding. And so it's very, very important that if we don't understand that causes us to have a vibrational misalignment. And so that vibrational misalignment is the cause of all problems. Now, let's put this word down. And again, tonight's show is real short and sweet. I want to give you this key or this tool because I got problems. I got a bunch of problems, and I order them. And so I run into the direction of them, and I solve them every day. But the way that I solve them, I want you to solve your problems the same way. So let's go through four examples, which these are the four areas. The number one that everybody talks about is money. Because money is always, no matter how much you got, everybody wants more. It's really interesting. Not everybody, but a lot of people. So the word atonement simply means satisfaction. But satisfaction of what? It also means reparation, reconciliation, or agreement. So if that is not in your life, there is no harmony. So the word atonement, again, means harmony. It means that you're satisfied. So are you financially satisfied? Okay, then that means you have no atonement. Are you health, or do you look in the mirror, you like the way you look health-wise? Okay, if not, then there's no atonement. Wisdom-wise, are you comfortable with your condition of being in the area of wisdom? If not, then that we need to, you need to today's show. You need to be a part of the life management system. For the people that's not already a part of the life management system, so that way you can get all of the shows and the books that help to create a condition of being at one with yourself and at one with others. So we go down to the bottom of the definition of the word atonement. We get this word. Old English word, 1510, meaning reconciliation, especially of sinners with God. It is a propitiation or condition of being at one with others. So the word atonement means it is an agreement. It's the state in which the attributes of God are manifested in men. Let me say that again. Atonement. If you do not know how to tune your own frequency, that's what we're talking about. You got to tune into wealth. The only reason abundance avoids you is you're not on the frequency of abundance, and you don't know. Why don't you know? Because nobody, I haven't met a soul. They say they're out there. I haven't met nobody that don't want money or don't like it. Now, they say there's people out there that say, I'm thinking about poverty. I don't want money. You know, Mother Teresa supposedly did that, but yet she was a millionaire. I don't know how that dial hunts, but another study for another time. So there's people out there. Now, there's people out there that don't want help, supposedly. People out there that don't want wisdom. They like being ignorant. There's people that want to be single. They don't like, they want to go out and hug trees, and they want to live out, you know, in the woods by themselves. They're lone wolves. They're loners. So those people exist, okay? If you're one of those people, this show is not for you. Life management system probably won't work for you. But if you like 90% of the population, if you actually want to be able to take care of your family and take care of yourself, I'm not talking about Bill Gates money here, folks. I'm just talking about, you know, you just want to be able to pay your bills on time and be able to, you know, make promises that you make. You want to be able to meet those promises to yourself and to other people in the areas of wealth. And I'm talking about you want to be able to, you're not interested in looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger, or you're not interested in being a world class. You just, you know, hey, however God designed you, whatever your height and weight, you want to be proportioned. You don't want to be obese. You don't want to be too thin. You want to be healthy. You want your immune system to work. If you catch a cold, you don't need a shot. Your immune system, your body is designed to heal itself. So that's what I'm talking about. You want to attune to that frequency of, again, self-sufficiency. That's what I'm talking about. I need to establish my definition of success, because some people's definition of success is different. So my definition of self is the ability to take care of yourself, take care of your family, have money left over to lend. The Bible says it's better to be the lender instead of the borrower. So that's the goal. So we want to attune to that. We want to attune to help. We want to attune to wisdom. Wisdom is experience and application. Wisdom is knowledge and application. Wisdom is just not getting a bunch of facts, but never applying them. That's not wisdom. So if you have a bunch of knowledge, but you're not applying that knowledge, then you don't have wisdom. So that means you need to attune to that. And then the last part is relationships. There's nothing that it's great to have a big family, but yet you don't interact with them. I shouldn't say it's great, but that's not atonement. That's not a relationship. That's not that's not the ability to interact with other people. And so if you do not have this ability, and that is the concept of having oneness of mind, that means that I know myself, meaning certain things causes me stress. Certain things don't. Do you know that? I know that. So I know when I was in my 20s, I could not do what I'm doing today. What changed? In my 20s and my 30s, I could not do what I'm doing right now. I could not. I didn't have the confidence. I didn't have the belief, and I didn't have the knowledge to create money out of thin air the way I do every day today. So how did I get that belief? Also, when I was younger, I did not have the ability to lose or gain weight on demand. So what changed? Now I can gain weight and lose weight anytime I want. I know when I go to the gym, if I want to put on muscle, I know what to do. If I want to take off, if I want to lean out, I know what to do. If I want to detox, I know what to do. So I didn't used to know how to do that. Now I do. Wisdom. Now I know how to find esoteric texts. I know how to find hidden texts that nobody else can find. I know how to go to Google and type in the correct words to find websites or information. I know how to sit in silence. I know how to turn off the TV, turn off the radio. I know the right questions to ask to get the right answers. Before, I didn't. Now, what changed? Now, I know that in a relationship, the woman must know that she is so important to you. If you're a man, if you do not do this, your relationship is not working. Your girl is just faking the funk because she's just hanging out with you till she finds somebody else if you're not doing this. If you do not listen without judging men, if you do not acknowledge the woman's right to have her opinion, If every time your wife or your girl makes a statement, you correct her, this is my problem. See, I'm a teacher. And so my wife say, hey, you know what, I think that we should do this. And I'm going to say, no, we should not do that, babe, because if we do that, you know, but let's say something, go out to eat. My wife say, hey, let's go out to eat tonight. I don't feel like cooking. Well, you know, if we go out to eat, it's fast food. And, you know, it got genetically modified organisms in it. It's not healthy for us. There's no healthy options out there. So I'm a master teacher. That dog does not hunt. That's how I destroyed my first marriage. Thinking that I know every damn thing. Always got a damn freaking solution. Women are not interested in solutions, men. They're interested in you listening. That's how you show your woman that you care. If you cannot listen without offering a solution, your marriage is not going to work. Your relationship is not going to work because she does not think that you care. She don't know that you're number one. So how did I develop that skill set? I didn't have it. That's why I destroyed my first marriage. But I got it done. I got it now. So what's changed? I've had experiences because I learned from them. Certain people, that's somebody listening to me right now, that you don't need negative experiences to learn. You can learn from my mistakes. That's why I do these shows. So I share all my mistakes. I'm an open book. And I share all my mistakes with you. So that way you don't have to make them. Now, some of you learn like me. You don't learn from listening. You learn from doing. And that's okay. That's the way you're wired. But you have to know that about yourself. So that way you don't beat yourself up because that lowers your vibration. So if you like me, and you learn from experiences, when you go out there and you blow all your money, or you go out there and you destroy your marriage, or you go out there and you raise your children wrong, don't beat yourself up. Because why? Society is going to tell you you're a loser. See, that's the mistake I made. What happened when I did that? I'm trying to help somebody. If you guys can get this. So I went out, I took my money. You guys know the story. Reverend Dr. Bishop came and said, you make a vow, God has to bless you 100-fold. So I took all my rent money, I took all the bill money, and I gave it to the Reverend Dr. Bishop. Well, my $1,000 did not come back at with 10-fold. It was gone. We got evicted. So my kids are 7 hours. We homeless. So I had to go to move in with my sister in Austin. Why? I'm stupid. I didn't have no knowledge. I had all zero, but no knowledge. So I learned from that mistake. So now if a Reverend Dr. Bishop tells me, if you don't tithe, or you don't, I read a scripture that says, the lilies of the fields, they neither sow nor reap. That means they don't give shiznit. Yet the Heavenly Father takes care of them. How much more will He take care of you? So if somebody comes and gives me a principle, although it may be a true one, I'm going to usurp it with a higher principle. That's atonement. Atonement is the ability to know yourself, manage yourself, and love yourself. That keeps you confident in yourself. Confidence and clarity is power to produce. You cannot produce without confidence and without clarity. You should have so much confidence in what you say. If you are a teacher like me, when you open your mouth, if you are unsure about the statement, that's why I don't teach nothing I can't prove. Because why? I'm not confident. So if you are a carpenter and your skills are weak, improve your skills to improve your confidence. And if your skill set is still weak, get clarity because you're in the wrong purpose. You have no mastery. Mastery is effortlessness. It's like swimming downstream. So the key to manifesting is understanding that one man's strength is another man's success. Now, I'm not a carpenter. I don't like heights. I remember my son was doing roofing. He came over with his homeboy. They did an inspection. And I remember climbing up on the roof. I was real uncomfortable. My son climbed up there. They was like, yeah, we need to replace that shingle. We need to do this. We need to do that. Me, I know. So if I go into, no matter how much they pay me, if somebody says, hey, dude, we're going to pay you $10,000 a week to climb on roofs and be a carpenter or replace shingles on roofs, the money's good, but I know I can't do it unless I overcome my fear. So instead of trying to overcome my fear, I'm going to go with what I'm naturally designed to go with, which is I have no fear of talking in front of people. Now, there's a lot of people, they have fear. It causes them stress to do what I do. People ask me, how do you come up with all these shows, dude, these topics? It would stress me out to have to come up with topics. How do you come up? Now, you're doing a show on reincarnation and resurrection with a word that I've never heard of called mitempsychosis. I can't even pronounce it. So people ask me, where do you come up with this stuff? It's easy for me, but for everybody else, it's stress. So I don't recommend you being a master teacher and teaching and having the shows and write 50 books and do what I do, because it causes you stress. Unless you can override coming up with different shows every day, writing books, counseling. A lot of people don't like doing one-on-one counseling. I love it. It's the greatest thing since sliced bread. I get to help people with what I've learned. But for you, it may cause you stress. That's number one. Know yourself. Be authentic. Now, how do you know yourself? Well, the biggest thing, the easiest thing that I did was I wrote down what I do not like. Number one, I don't like heights. Number two, I wrote down when I was looking for jobs, I knew it was easy for me because I just wrote down everything I don't like. And then that just left a really small window of things I liked. So I don't like working out in Texas heat in summer. In August in Texas, so I knew landscaping, outdoor stuff, because number one, I'm not a four. Now, my wife, she loves this. She cut trees, she can go outside, do all kinds of stuff outside in the heat. Me, I'm a pretty boy. I'm sorry. Homie, don't play that. My hands are soft. I ain't going to even lie. So I like, but I don't like cubicles, so I went call centers. And I used to work at a bunch of call centers. I don't like to be micromanaged. I'm sorry. Or what I ain't sorry. Now, I used to be sorry back in the day. I used to make excuses. Now, I love myself enough to say, I'm not going to work in no call center. So, but what happens if I got kids, children, and the family to take care of, which I do? That means I got to find something. But I don't have to find it because I'm already doing it. What was I already doing? I've been talking. I could bring my kids on there and they'll tell you. All of my kids, I used to sit down and talk to them, and they say, yeah, Dad, we know. And I tell them about the story about, I remember, let me tell you a story about, yeah, Dad, we know, you was a little kid, you got beat, yeah, yeah. Who's up there now? My kids, they can tell my story frontwards, backwards, because they heard it 1,000 times, because all I did was talk. So when an opportunity came for me to make money talking, I didn't blink. When the technology came, well, Blog Talk is free. Spreaker is free. YouTube is free. Instagram is free. LinkedIn is free. So now everybody is a Facebook journalist. You ever see people posting, I'm talking books. There's one dude that posts all this stuff about, I mean, he's a nice dude. I like the dude. He has good stuff, but damn, homie, like you writing novels. That is the platform for that. But that's his platform. And everybody is free to go on Facebook and post whatever they want. Now, when I was young, I'm an old dude. So when I was in my 20s, that wasn't an option. But now, praise the gods of technology, I have a platform now to run my mouth. And I talk to people and say, hey, you know what? Some of the stuff he says makes sense. And then they join or they buy my books. And they buy enough books that I'm able to take care of myself and my family. That's the key to manifesting. Number one, know yourself. All I did was like, okay, I can't do nothing but talk. So I take care of my voice. I take care of my health enough so that way I can continue to talk. Maybe you can write. Maybe you can play an instrument. Maybe you can sing. Maybe you can cook. Maybe you're a seamstress. I got one of my daughters. She's a great dancer, so she got a dance company. Another daughter is a great baker and seamstress. So she got a boutique/bakery. I got my son, he's a rapper. So he can say words real fast that rhyme. I don't know how he do it. It just comes into his head, and he flow. So he don't even know it, but he got a gift. Now all he got to do is just monetize it. Because people ask me all the time, hey, who is that guy singing in front of your shows? So, but he has to believe But how do you believe? Number two. Number one, know yourself. Number two, manage yourself. What is yourself? Your energy. See, there's thoughts in my son's head that says, well, I don't know if people really are going to pay me money for this shizness. Anybody can do this. See, that's what I used to say. I used to think anybody could sit in a chair for 12 to 16 hours a day and break down one word didactically. I thought everybody could do that until I started doing this, and people said, dude, you need to tell me. And I'm doing a show on reincarnation. That's basically one word. Now, I talked about the word baptism. And do you guys know the hour that I spent talking about the name Jesus Christ doing that show for the people that paid for that series? I spent a whole hour giving you the seven Greek words that make up the one word Jesus. Do you guys know that? So who else is going to do that? Now, I've never heard this. I've heard a lot of people teach. I've never, ever heard anybody take the name Jesus Christ and start with the first Greek word, Yahushua, Yahushua, Y-E-H-O-W-S-H-U-W-A, and then the seven words underneath it. I never heard it. And I love it. And then I took the word Christ, and I broke down the first Greek word, Christos, and then cryo, and then cryomai, and then higher, and then hyomai, and then chasma, and then child. Seven Greek words that make up one English word. Now, do you know anybody else who does didactic teaching like that and like it? That's not in a university professor somewhere who's coming in there and sleeping and write shit on the board, sit down and say, okay, the homework's on the board, and you sit there going to sleep. Man, put me in a university teaching this. No university is this. That's why I started my own. It's not always developed yet, but I'm coming out with the Eagles University where I can teach the way I like to teach because nobody's going to pay me to do it, so I'm going to pay myself. That's what you got to do. You have to find, you have to manage yourself, but how do you do that? You got to see value in yourself. So I tell my son every day the same thing I told my daughter. When Sade went to UNT, she went there, they told her, you too thick. So Sade was over there freaking eating water and crackers, crying and stuff. She's going to practice, and they won't even freaking let her perform. I told her, man, bump that. Start your own damn dance team. So she started coming on basic rhythm. Now she got her own company, DDA, and she's blowing up, doing big things. Why? She's managing herself instead of freaking working for somebody else. Now, baby, don't get it twisted. Nothing wrong with working for somebody else. I'm just talking about if that causes you stress. So my daughter went to join a team. She joined the team, and they wanted her to weigh less than 100 pounds. And at her size, her weight and her height, and she's African-American, you know, they're kind of thick. So therefore, that dog don't hunt. Now, she could continue to stress herself out by trying to fit into somebody else's system. I already did that. So I told her, don't do that. That dog don't hunt. So I'm telling you the same thing. Manage yourself, your own energy. What's causing you stress? So you're in a relationship with somebody, right? You love the person, but they're causing you stress. You got to do something quick. You have to find out what are you doing wrong to cause the stress. Now, you guys know, my wife knows, and she's here, so I've already did the show. I've talked about this. So I packed my shizness up three times already in this marriage and left. My first marriage, I can bring my kids on here, they'll tell you. 25-year relationship, I left about 20 times. Every year, I was packing my shit and leaving. Why? I had no skills. No relationship skills. Now, remember, if you don't change it, how is it going to change? If you do not change it right now, tonight, how is it going to change? Tomorrow, you cannot do what you did today. If you do, expect any different results. If you do tomorrow what you are doing today, if it's causing you stress. Now, if it's not causing you stress, boo-boo, you good. If you are in an environment in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship, and it's not stressful, then you are good, meaning that the amount of money that you have, you're able to maintain the standard of living that you like. Bingo. Your current health, your weight, your height, you got your blood pressure, your sugar, cholesterol, everything's great. Bing, you're good. Your wisdom level, If you are happy, but if you're not, then that means there's something that is causing stress. So that means you have to know yourself. That's called clarity. That's called getting skills. Then you've got to manage yourself. That means the skills that you are getting, how do you apply them? And that leads to step number three, love yourself. See, you know how I changed my wealth status, my health status, my wisdom status, my relationship status. You guys remember when I was going through my issues and my sister told me, you deserve to be happy. And I cried like a baby. I still choke up sometimes not just saying it because I was raised and I was told I was a nobody. I didn't deserve to be happy. I had to seek validation from outside of myself because I couldn't give it to myself. Now, I don't need no validation from anybody. Now I validate myself. That means I love myself. So when you love yourself, what do? When you love yourself, you examine yourself. You make sure that your energy is in a high vibrational state by using positive affirmations and positive thoughts. You don't put nobody, women, not even your kids. Let me say that again. I love you, boo-boo, but you can't put your shearings before you. Because if you die, you're going to leave your children without you. I watched my mother die because she didn't love herself. How do I know? If you're an adult and you let another adult beat you, yeah, that's some serious self-esteem issues. Now, if you are an adult and you get paid and you give all your money away, that's some serious issues. If you are an adult and you're not investing in yourself, that's some serious issues. See, the way you invest into yourself by not improving yourself, but by loving yourself, by getting to know yourself. So the life management, that's why it's not called a life optimization, or it's not called a life improvement, which those were previous names. Now it's management. We're not trying to improve anything. We're not trying to optimize anything. We are just embracing one thing. What is that? That thing is you. So brothers and sisters, in conclusion, everybody is a manager of energy. If you're an eight, this is your niche. You should be the most wealthiest fool on the planet or individual. Why? You know this. You're born with this. What is it? The art of tuning. Tuning your own energetic vibration, not nobody else. Right now, all of your energy is others' focus. Forget about your wife. Forget about your husband. Forget about your kids. Forget about the dog. Forget about Jim Bob on your job. Forget about the neighbor. See, all of your attention is scattered. So the way that this works is that you have to focus all of your attention and all of your energy on being authentic. So the whole purpose of the life management system is to help show you that. What is that? Show you. That's all I do. All I do is I give you a big community report that takes each letter of your name, and each letter of your name has an attribute. That's what's in it. So all of the letters, regardless of what they are, they all have a meaning. That's what I put all that inside of your report. Now, that letter translates into a number. And then the number, again, is translating to what I call your life path and what numerology calls it. So what am I saying? All I'm simply saying is if you don't know that, this is extremely important. If you, for some stretch of the imagination, don't know that, what does that mean? That means that you have violated the first principle of the law of tuning. The first principle of the law of tuning is simply understanding how to know yourself. Since this is not taught, very few of us understand it. What principle? Brothers and sisters, the reason that I do Dear Connect Reports is not because of I like doing them. As everybody know, I'm getting ready to hire other people to do it. Why? I like talking. I don't like crunching numbers. adding up numbers, putting them together, and organizing the reports. Now, I like the results of the report. I don't like – I'm not a 4. I'm a 6, and I'm a 33. So that ain't – I mean, new, but I know I have to start somewhere. So I'm not going to wait until a 4 shows up. I'm going to continue to sell Dear Cornelia reports, and I'm going to maintain the disposition. And now, guess what? There's people like Brother Dana, like Brother Roman, Sister Ellen, this other new Sister Charisse. There's different people who are like, hey, I don't mind doing Dear Cornelia reports. I don't mind putting, you know, hashing out the numbers, putting them in order, doing the life optimization chart, the life optimization circle. So now there's different people. How did those people show up in my life? I ordered them. The same as I told you guys, the same way my current wife showed up in my life. I wrote down on a piece of paper. Now I don't even have to write it down anymore. Now I just maintain the awareness. So each letter, and if you have your Dear Cornelia report, it's like right around page 100. There is a listing of the alphabet with the meaning of each letter. Now, this is what I do doing one-on-one counseling. The reason I'm telling you this is so that way you know yourself. So, for example, my name starts with a W. So I know that the letter W has the numerical value of a 5. It represents self-expression. So the first letter, each letter of my name and yours too, has a attribute or characteristic of God. If you don't know that, you don't know yourself. So you can't manage it. So if I do anything that is number one, the letter W, which is self-expression, means creative and artistic. Now the next letter in my name is letter I. The letter I has a number 9. That represents law and order. It represents compassion and sensitivity. So I need to know that. After the letter I in my name is the letter L. Now, you got to know this for you. Now, I've already done it for you. It's in your report. So the letter L represents the number 3, which also represents creativity and communication. Then I got another L, creativity and communication. Then I got another I that has to do, again, with sensitivity and compassion. Then I got the letter E. The letter E, numerical value is 5. That represents, again, compassion. So creative compassion is all I do. That's why I weaponize compassion is my thought. So when the enemy wants to destroy me, he sends people into my life to pull on my compassion because that's who I am. I'm a creative, compassionate individual. That's just my first name. Now, my second name, my middle name, and my last name, they all are just 3s, as I've said on many different shows. So the key for me to manifesting is to always be creative while I'm doing tonight's show and compassionate, which is why I'm doing tonight's show, for free, because compassion. Creative, which represents the title, and which is what I'm doing. So, brothers and sisters, that's why I do the life optimization circle and chart. That's why I do Dear Cornelia reports. That's why I have a life management system made up of your 600-page Dear Cornelia report, 365 shows, one show per day, one-on-one counseling. So I'm sitting down talking to you mano a mano and exposing and expanding to you the importance of being you, because that is the key to manifesting. Because when you last thing love you, now I didn't love myself because I didn't understand myself. So when my grandmother, people, they loved me, but they said, oh, you can be like your dad, you're low down, you're dirty, you're alcoholic, you don't do this, you don't do that. I believed them because I didn't have anything else to go against what they were saying. Now somebody said, man, you lazy. Okay, hold on, let me check. Okay, W, no, I, no, L, no. No, no, that, yeah, now that's not me, Holmes. I'm sorry. You got the wrong dude. That's not nowhere in my repertoire. So now I have something to stand on. That's called the standard. I have a whole book that explains it. That is the key to manifesting. The key to manifesting is know yourself. It's called Noseh Tesum. The kingdom of God is within. That's you. You are the kingdom. That's why the body is called the temple. If you don't know yourself, you can't manage yourself. And if you can't manage yourself, you can't love yourself. And if you can't love yourself, love is the most powerful force on the planet. That's the only thing that is outside of time, outside of space, outside of mass, outside of matter. Anybody that has a wealth, wisdom, relationship problem, you have a knowledge of self problem. That's it. Then you got you're not managing that knowledge, and you're not applying it to yourself. So every time a problem shows up in my life, I go inside myself, and I tell myself, I have everything that I need to solve this problem. So problems come on. Now they come. It may catch me off guard like today, hit me kind of hard, knock me down, got back up. And now I'm creatively, compassionately walking through that problem like butter. And it is my job to make sure that you have confidence and clarity. Confidence and clarity. And what do? Frequently repeat it. Emotionally charged confidence and clarity. That's your mantra. Going forward, you should frequently repeat with emotional charge or energy, again, passion, confidence, clarity of purpose, crystal clear clarity. If you do that, brothers and sisters, you solve your wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship problem. Because all you're doing, now remember, that confidence and clarity comes from knowing yourself. And if anybody that don't know themselves, you need to order your DPNA report yesterday. And to manage yourself, you just join the life management system. That's all the classes and the one-on-ones is designed to do. So today, doing the one-on-ones, that's all I did was I just reassured everybody. Now, let me close with the relationship thing because that's a big one. I talked about men, so women, let me tell you this. Women, you will not keep your man. You will not get a man. You will always be single. You will always have some dude cheating on you. You will always have some thug that's putting on your energy. You're going to attract deadbeats. Losers, because women, you're queens. You should attract a king, but you're attracting boys. You're not attracting men. Why? The only reason that women, you're not attracting men because you don't respect yourself. Now, this is a tough one. I got two sisters that single, and they make great money. They're beautiful women. I love my sisters to death. But my sisters and a lot of women that I know, especially the new version of women, they don't respect themselves. Why? They get little Johnny, their children disrespect them. So you got a son or you got a daughter, right? That little fool don't pick up the trash. He don't do nothing. He just eat and sleep. And you waiting on him hand and foot? That's disrespect. Or you go to the store and the little kid act out and you don't. I'm not saying you got to slap around and do all this other stuff. There's just some ways, you know, especially now with technology. Take his cell phone. Watch how he lines up. Take her cell phone. Women, if you want a man, respect yourself. The number one reason why men disrespect women is because women disrespect themselves. And so when a man sees you not respecting yourself, unconsciously he disrespects you. Now, he shouldn't. Hopefully you get to the point where, like me, well, what I tell my wife, you told your son three times to take out the trash and he ain't moved yet. So that means, that tells me, if you tell me to do something, I don't have to do it. Because I know you ain't going to do nothing. There's no consequences because you ain't got no consequences for him. I know you ain't got none for me. That's what, if my wife was here, she'll tell you right now, that's what led to our problems. I just watched. So I knew if I cheated, nothing was going to happen. Why? Children are doing it. Family members are doing it. Brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers, everybody, the supervisor on your job disrespecting you. Women, don't let nobody freaking disrespect you. Carry yourself like royalty because you are. Men watch you, women, and they watch how you will let other men treat you, including your own sons and your family members. women, you have to respect men. Men have to love women. No one in the Bible does it say the difference. No one in the Bible does it say husbands respect your wives. And yet women want men to respect them. That dog does not hunt. And nowhere that says in the Bible, women love your husband. It says respect them. That system works. Now, see, how do I know? I've been implementing it, and guess what? It works. Turn my marriage around. I love my wife. My wife respects me. The problem that I had in my marriage, both of them, was lack of respect, lack of love by caring and making her number one. But that only comes when you know yourself, you manage yourself, and you love yourself. Then you can love other people. See, I can't love my wife till I love myself. My wife can't respect me until she respects herself. So every time I see my wife, I encourage her, babe, don't let me disrespect you. So she goes to the car door, and now she knows. She stops. She don't open the car door. She don't drive. I drive her to work. Why? Because I was disrespecting her, and she was allowing me to disrespect her without her knowing it. So we both had to learn, and we are learning, and we're in the process of learning. What makes a good relationship is love and respect. And there is a process of learning that takes when it comes to making money, when it comes to being healthy, when it comes to accessing wisdom. That is the key to manifesting those four elements into your life. It all starts by understanding one man's mess or stress is another man's success. One man's trash is another man's treasure. One man's pain is another man's pleasure. Your job is to simply know yours. We spend too much time studying other people and other things. Study yourself to show yourself approved unto God, not unto men. So, brothers and sisters, especially members of the Life Management System, it's my prayer that something was said today to help you and to benefit you as you continue to grow Christ's word or spirit word or in realization or Christ actualization, so that way you do not have to return and meet or reincarnate. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.